Did you ever notice who's always in the headlines? People, never horses. And yet, horses have been responsible for some of the greatest events in the history of mankind. Who does the dirty work? The horse. He must swallow his pride. Through all of history, the horse is never identified. Paul Revere won great acclaim, riding when the British came. But no one knows his horse's name. He was anonymous. That's ominous. Every Western TV plot has a hero who is hot. But the horse who just got shot is so anonymous. It's phenomenous. Anonymous, anonymous. The horse is so anonymous. Ain't on the high, on the anonymous as a hippopotamus. Lancelot was standing fast as the dragon breathed his last. But the horse who took the blast was just anonymous. It's abominous. Jesse James could really shoot when he robbed a bank in Butte. But the horse who lugged the loot is just anonymous. Pusillanimous. Anonymous, anonymous. The horse is so anonymous. Hey, nonny, hi, nonny, anonymous. Heaven have mercy upon us. Movie stars give authors credit. Authors praise the man who edit. Give a man a horse he can ride. But let the horse have a little pride. When Napoleon left his bench, gave the world a mighty wrench. The clever horse who dug his French was just anonymous. Kiskasonymous. When Godiva took her chance, riding with no riding pants, no one gave her horse a glance. He was anonymous. No comment. Anonymous, anonymous. The horse is so anonymous. Hey, nonny, hi, nonny, anonymous. We're so woebegonimous. Many men have reached for glory, riding off in song or story. But it would have all gone kaput if they had had to go on foot. Anonymous, anonymous, the horse is so anonymous. Hey, nonny, hi, nonny, anonymous. Ain't that too ignominious? You may be a graduate of Palomino Tech, but as long as you're anonymous, you're just a horse's neck.